Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Well, welcome back, friends, to the Renewed by Truth podcast. I'm your host, Candy Creech, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about emotions or feelings versus biblical truth. And the reason we're going to talk about this subject today is because I see it so often with women, especially just having feelings of unworthiness, not feeling good enough, allowing others to dictate what we do, maybe their feelings or things that they say or gossip or anger, people that are angry with us, or there's just so many things that can dictate our feelings and emotions, and then it changes how we respond to things. And so I just want to talk to you about that today, because especially if you are a younger woman, that I struggled with this a whole lot when I was in my 20s and 30s, and it took me really getting into my 40s to start getting over not letting emotions and feelings just run wild. And even fear, I know that fear is something, and worry and anxiety and things like that. So I really want to talk about those things today. But before we do that, I want to remind you that you can follow me on Instagram, you can follow me on Facebook, or go to my website for some free resources if you have not done that already. And as always, if you like this podcast, be sure and leave me a review wherever you listen, because when you leave reviews, it means that more people can hear this podcast. And I really want to speak biblical truth to more people. Also, if you have a friend that you think, man, they could really benefit from listening to this, just send them a link to listen and ask them to listen to it. I think that's, you know, just the best thing you can do. I know my daughter and I send podcasts back and forth to each other all the time, and I really appreciate it when she comes across something that she wants me to listen to. So be sure and do that. Okay, so let's jump right in. I just want to start. You're really going to need a piece of paper. This is going to be a little bit like a therapy session for you, hopefully. Like when you get off of here, my prayer is that you have peeled back some things that we're going to talk about, and you have really started to get to the root of some things and really taking those emotions that you're having and those feelings and replacing that with biblical truth. So I would love it if you could grab a piece of paper, and I want you to think about over the last couple of weeks. You may even think longer than that. You may have to go back like to the last 6 months, but at least the last couple of weeks, what's been going on in your life and in your mind? Like, what struggles have you faced over the last couple of weeks? How have you felt about things? Are you facing a lot of fear in your life? Are you facing a lot of anxiety? You know, feeling just that uncertain feeling about things. Has anything happened and it kind of just threw you? Like maybe it made you angry. Maybe it made you emotional. Maybe it made you want to run and hide. And, you know, you have that fight or flight. Like you either want to fight about it or you just want to go, you know, bury yourself in the bed and not come out, right? And not have friends and not do anything. I know that's always my flight is always my go-to emotion until I have to remember what God says. But that's my first thing, is like, I just got to get out of here. I got to get out of the situation. And I'm an introvert, so I think that's a lot of it. And I have to process things and I have to think through things. And so if something is making me very emotional, I kind of want to run and be by myself. So I want you to think about that. And then I want you to think about any of the circumstances that's happened over the last couple of weeks, anything at all in your life. How did you respond? I want you to be super honest with yourself right now. Is how did you respond to that? You know, did you worry about it? Did you have a little bit of anxiousness over it? Did you just have feelings of maybe unworthiness over the situation, of not being loved, not being accepted, maybe feeling like you can't be yourself, like no one would like you, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. Are you just constantly comparing yourself to others? Like, well, if I could just be like this person, then I could be loved. If I could just be here and I could fit in, or I could be popular. And you know, when I say popular, it always takes me back to like high school, junior high and high school. But honestly, that doesn't change as we get older, you know. And there's lots of crowds to where we can feel like we're an outcast. We can feel that way at church. I know a lot of you that listen are people that, you know, go to church, right? And you can go to church and you can actually feel a little left out there. You know, you can feel like, wow, there's this popular crowd over here and they're doing all these things together and I never get invited to that, you know. They just, you know, they really don't like me. You can feel that way at your job, feeling like there's this little clique over here and they're going to lunch and they're having fun and they always leave me out of it. So I really want you to think about that. And I want you also to know that these are not silly, petty things. These are things that we have in response to something that's a lot deeper. And Satan uses all these things to hold us back. And he wants to do all he can to take women and make them feel unworthy so they will not be bold for Jesus. I mean, that's really what it's about. He wants to take everything in your life where you will not be a good mother. You will not be good to your kids. You will not be a good wife. You will not be bold in what you're doing for God. So just remember that these aren't petty little things. These are big things if they're holding you back from doing what God has called you to do, okay? So what I really want to do is I just want to peel back some of these feelings. I want you to ask yourself some hard questions, like where are these feelings coming from? So I'm just going to kind of give you an example, because I feel like, you know, you maybe listen to this and have faced a lot of trauma in your life. You know, maybe you had a lot of trauma in your childhood. Maybe you come out of a marriage that was very traumatic for you. And that's going to be hard. That's going to be deeper layers, possibly, right? We're all going to have layers to this, and that may be some deeper layers for you. But what I want to say to you is it doesn't matter, even if you haven't experienced a lot of really bad trauma in your life, but you have just had things that have hurt you. It matters. Like, God sees it. And I think sometimes as women, I know I can share with you what I've done. I've had a good life. I've had some hard things happen, of course, but I'll look at them and go, but everybody else has it. You know, they have it worse than me. I just need to not say anything about my problems. I should just get over it. I shouldn't feel that way. Well, when you say I need to just get over that on my own, and years and years and years, it piles up of getting over it, you don't really get over it. Okay. And so then you have this huge suitcase of baggage that you cannot carry around anymore, because you never dealt with any of the hurt in your life, because you're like, it's fine. And that's another lie from Satan. That is a lie from Satan saying, your hurt doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not important. So don't ever let someone tell you that. But I do want to teach you how to get over your hurt to where you're not constantly getting hurt all the time anymore. And that's, and I'm going to teach you that today, hopefully. So, but I want you to think about this. That's just it. We all have friends, acquaintances, people that have hurt us. And I know that that's something that affects all of us across the board. That's what I want to start with kind of as an example. Like, maybe someone hurt you and maybe you just don't understand why they hurt you. Why did they choose to hurt you? You know, why did they say these things about you? Why did they act in a certain way? Like, why did this have to happen? Like, you just can't understand it. I think we've all been in this situation. And so because this has happened, you're going to respond possibly according to your feelings. So you're going to respond maybe by being angry and lashing out, or maybe you're going to respond by hiding and saying, I just don't want to be around anybody anymore. I don't want to make friends anymore. I can't trust anyone. Everyone hurts me. Or maybe you want to blame other people. Maybe you want to blame yourself and say, this is all me. I've never been good enough. I can't keep friends, and just nobody likes me. I want you to think about how, when someone hurts you, like, how do you respond? Are you fighting it? Are you flighting? Are you like running away and hiding? Because I think it says a lot about when we get to that deeper layer of what why do we respond that way? And the reason I keep saying layers is, you know, I was listening to a podcast recently, and she was talking about how, I think, like, she'd had counseling and she thought she'd kind of gotten to the root of the problem, and then something happened and she realized she didn't, and she went back to counseling and realized that all the things that have happened in our life, it's like layers of an onion. And when she used this example, I'm like, okay, I'm never going to forget this example. So I really wanted to share this with you. You know how an onion is, like, you peel off the outer layer and throw it away, and then you have like the next layer and the next layer, and you can just keep peeling that off until you get to what's really the root, the core, but it's really the root of the onion. Those layers, as you peel them away, maybe you peel a couple away. And you may do this today. Like, if you will do this exercise that I'm going to teach you, you may peel a couple of layers away and think, wow, yeah, that happened. I feel better now. But then something will happen again. Somebody will hurt you again, and all those feelings will come back up. And you're like, but I thought I got to the root of that. But you didn't get to the root. You just peeled a couple of layers. So getting to the root is where you had a defining moment in your life. You may remember it. You may not remember it. I had some defining moments in my life that drove the way I acted after that, all the way till I'm 50 years old. And if I'm not careful, I will revert right back to that moment in time. That defining moment is something that happened that you started at that moment. Somebody said something to you. Somebody did something to you, and that moment you started believing a lie instead of the truth of God, because you didn't know. You didn't know any better. You're probably a kid when it happened. So you started believing that. And then if you heard that same hurtful thing over and over and over again, then it's so ingrained in you. And you have to get to the root of it. And you have to replace that lie with biblical truth, which is what we're going to do today. So I would say, if you have faced trauma where you feel like this is really affecting my life, like I've got to get to the root of this, I would say get professional help, because you have to have somebody ask you the right questions. Like, you have to be able to talk to someone and get to the root of that problem. And if you go seek out professional help from a professional counselor, you're just feeling like you go in there and you're not connecting with that person, don't give up. Go to a different person, because you're not going to connect with everybody. I mean, I've been to a counselor, but I've also had life coaches in my life, and I didn't connect with every one of them. You know, like, this is not going to work for me. Like, I don't have a connection with you. Get professional help. Now, another thing is, if you're like, well, I don't think it's that deep. Well, let me give you some tools to kind of start peeling back that onion yourself. And you can see, like, can I get to the root of this without professional help? Or it may show you that you really do need that. Or maybe if you're like, I just can't remember this defining moment. You know, this happened, but I just don't really remember that defining moment. Then you probably have it. You can't remember it. And I would say definitely seek professional help. So as we're peeling back the onion, we're getting to the root of whatever was said to us, whatever happened, and how did that make you feel at that moment? What was said to you? And maybe it's the fact of you're not good enough. You're not worthy. You're not worth anything. Or you have to keep your feelings to yourself. Like, you can't be angry. You can't be upset about anything. You have to, like, stuff down all your feelings and keep them to yourself. Whatever that was, you have to take that and recognize that as a lie from Satan, and you have to replace it with truth, okay? So the first thing that we have to do is get in the Word and know what God says about you, not what the world says, not what someone else has told you, what someone else has said about you, not about things that have happened to you that Satan has used to make you feel a certain way. We want to go to what the Bible says and what God says about you. And I say this a lot on here, so I created some biblical affirmation cards for you, and they're on my website. So if you'll go to my website, renewedbytruth.com, and go to free downloads, and they're called biblical affirmation cards. There's 18 of them. And what they are Bible verses that say things about you, about what God says about you, like you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's one of them. That you're a chosen nation. You're a holy priesthood. I mean, that's something that he says about you. And there's 18 of them, and it tells you that you're powerful and you're redeemed and you're forgiven. It says all these things. And I think starting with that is a great place to start. And when you're putting those in front of you and you're meditating on that and you're putting those in your heart, it's going to make such a difference. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, whatever is, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Think about such things. In Joshua 1:8, Joshua was about to go into the land of Canaan, the land that God had promised them. And there were still people in there that they were going to have to fight for that country, for that nation. And I'm probably not even saying that right. So, but anyway, so Joshua obviously had fear over that, right? And he was talking about that. And God's saying, this is where he's like, you know, be courageous, do not fear. And then he starts talking about, if you will do what my law says, like just do what it says. And then he says in Joshua 1:8, meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. So I want you to think about, what do you put in your mind all the time that's probably garbage? I notice that when I scroll on social media or scroll like videos, reels, and TikToks, which is so easy to do right now, and I see especially teenagers, they're constantly watching videos, like constantly. What happens when you're putting that, you're meditating on that, and when you're putting that in, you have no creativity. You have no space for your brain to think about things that are lovely and admirable and noble and all these things. You can't have creativity, and you can't output things and create things because you're consuming so much content. And so that's what you're meditating on when you do that. Think about watching the news all the time and how negative it is and how it's meant for a shock and awe all the time, you know. Even TV shows, of course, you know, when you're binging something on Netflix, even if you're talking to people that are just toxic and negative and gossipy, like, are you ever around those people and you're like, I've just got to get away from them? So whatever you're putting in your mind, that's what you're meditating on. So God says, don't meditate on those things. Like, meditate on these things over here, my word, day and night. That's what you should be meditating on. So I wanted to share this information with you because I read this somewhere and it really made me think about, like, what we put in front of us. It says, when you fill your conscious mind, it slips into your subconscious mind when your conscious mind gets full. And the subconscious mind occupies most of the brain, and it does not work by logic. So the subconscious believes anything that it's told repeatedly by the conscious mind. I should just think about that for a minute. So what are you repeatedly telling your conscious mind? If you've been told you're not good enough and you're never going to be, and you've repeated that over and over again to yourself because someone said that to you, then that's going to slip into your subconscious mind. And when something happens, you can react without even realizing, like, why am I reacting this way? Because that's in your subconscious mind that you're not good enough. And the other thing about meditating on God's word, as believers in Jesus, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. From the minute you believe in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. There's nothing you have to do to get the Holy Spirit. And if you don't believe that, message me and I'll give you some verses. The Holy Spirit's inside of you and it reveals God's word to you. It isn't like it's going to reveal God's word when you've never opened the word of God. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, you know how you can listen to a preacher or you can read, you can listen to something or you can read something in the Bible and you may not remember it later. Like you may be like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Or, oh, wow, I learned something. But then you don't really remember it. But then there's some of those things that you read. And because of what's going on in your life at the moment, God reveals that to you and says, look, this is going to change you. This is going to help you with what's going on in your life right now. Okay, he's bringing revelation to that verse. So I'm going to give you a few examples, and you may have heard me talk about some of these before, and it's because they're in my subconscious mind. These verses are in my subconscious mind, which means when something happens to me, God brings those verses up through the Holy Spirit, from my subconscious mind. He says, but remember, this is what's in the word. Remember, you worked on memorizing this. You worked on working through this problem. Don't slip back into that. And that's why it's so important to consciously replace all the junk, all the harmful stuff with meditating on God's word. So one of them is Galatians 1:10, where Paul is saying, look, if I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. I'm telling you, that is a great verse for women. That is a great verse to remind us, quit comparing ourselves to others. Quit trying to be a people pleaser to get people to like you, because you cannot serve God and be a people pleaser at the same time. You can't do it. And that's what Paul's saying. You can't try to please people and be a servant of God. So, and that verse is ingrained in me. And when things happen, God says, why are you thinking like that? Remember what I said? Quit trying to please people. Just do what I called you to do. And then another one, and I have two of these written in front of me because I needed them, right? Like, that's what I'm telling you. Put these words in front of you. So I'm sitting here recording at my desk. These are two that I look at every single day. I have them memorized. They're slipping into my subconscious. I repeated them to someone on the phone this week. Because why? Because they've been in front of me all this time. One is 2 Corinthians 10:5. Well, let me hold off on that because I want to read more of that to you. But one is one everybody needs, every woman, that we, how quickly we can slip into fear. You know, fear over things happening to our children or our spouse. Just fear about the anxieties of life and things. And this is the one that I absolutely love. It's 2 Timothy 1:7. And it's that God did not give me a spirit of fear. Like, that doesn't come from God. It comes from Satan. That comes from evil. God does not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And that power, every time I read that, because I've read the Bible, that's why I always say read the Bible. That power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at God's right hand. The same power. I want you to think about that. God is giving you a power that he used to raise Jesus from the dead. So how does that change how you feel about situations? You know, when I look at that, I'm like, you know what? I don't need to fear because I have this power that nobody else has. I have a power inside of me. You know, I have love. And I have self-discipline, self-control. Like, I need to work on that. And that's why that verse is in front of my to-do list, is the self-control part. Like, okay, I'm going to do these things. I'm not going to let feelings get in the way, but these are the things that I'm going to do. And then I want to read to you in 2 Corinthians 10, and it starts 3, if you read verse 3. And you can go back. I really hate starting in the middle of something without reading, you know, all the context of it. But I think we can do that here. It says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. And I think that's important to remember. When something happens to us and the world is, and when I say the world, I always mean people that do not have salvation. You know, that's who the world is. That's everybody else. And it says, when we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. And think, what does the world fight with sometimes? I mean, the world fights with hate. You know, that's one thing. But there's a lot of different ways that the world fights. He says, on the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. So he's saying our weapons that we have divine power. They have God's power. And they have the power to demolish strongholds. So what's a stronghold? It's honestly being in chains. It's being in prison. It's all those things that are holding you down and just chaining you down and making you feel like you can't get rid of this thing. I mean, it's basically, when you think of it, it's like a ball and chain, right? It's like on your ankle and you're trying to move and you're trying to pull it and you just can't do it. I mean, that's what it is. So he says, we have power to demolish that, to get rid of that. And when he says demolish, it's like totally break free, like break it off our ankle, break free from it. And he says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Okay, when you have people that have told you you're not good enough, or you have shame and guilt over things you get done, and now you're a Christian and you think that that condemnation is coming from God, it's not coming from God because God doesn't condemn, then it's coming from Satan. So when that's happening, it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Those thoughts are setting in up in your mind against the knowledge of God. That's what the world says. That's what evil says. That's what Satan says. It's not God. So then this is what you do. This is what you do, okay? He says, now, we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. So what we're going to do is we're going to take all that all those negative thoughts, all those bad things, all the feelings that we have, all the layers of that onion that we've experienced, and we're going to take all that, and we're going to demolish that stronghold, and we're going to get truth inside of us. So now we're going to take every thought that we have captive, and we're going to make it obedient to Christ. So we're going to look in the Word, and we're going to remember what God says about us. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power and of love and of self-control. All these other verses that you're going to find in His Word, that you're going to go download, the free download that I made for you, because that's going to help you. And you're going to put it in front of you in your on your bathroom mirror, in at your office. Take a picture of it. Actually, you can save it as a picture too. You can put it on your phone. You can have it to look at every single day. And that way, you're going to be able to take those thoughts captive, and you're going to be able to make them obedient to Christ, because you're going to be meditating on His Word day and night. My prayer for you is that you will not just listen to this podcast, but you will take the things that I've taught you today, and you will take the verses I've shared with you, and you will write them down, and you will get them in front of you, and you will start making changes in your life. Because the reason I started this podcast was to help women especially overcome beliefs that held them back in life so they could make more of a bold impact for God. And I mean, starting with your family, because that's the most important thing first, starting with your family and then going out and really making an impact with other women. And just for us to quit playing small, right? I want us to be bold for God. I want us to quit playing small and letting Satan and the words that he's told us all these years, or the words that people have said that were not correct, to hold us back. So thank you guys for listening today. Be sure and share this podcast, and I will see you guys next week.